Who do you need to ask for forgiveness? We are in the middle of the Jewish High Holy Days right now. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, began at sunset last Sunday and lasted for 2 days. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of 10 days of repentance, also called days of awe. These are a time for reflection, apologies, prayer, and acts of charity. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, begins at sunset on Tuesday, just 2 days from now, and the close of Yom Kippur on Wednesday at sunset is the close of those 10 days of repentance. So this is a very sacred time in the Jewish calendar. Now, to prepare for Yom Kippur, you reflect on the past year and ask for forgiveness from those you have wronged. You atone for your transgressions if possible, and you seek reconciliation. Observant Jews will call friends during this time, asking for forgiveness for anything they might have done to cause hurt this past year. Yom Kippur itself is the Day of Atonement, a time of fasting, observation of Sabbath practices, and asking forgiveness from God for transgressions against God. And by the close of Yom Kippur, you are ready to face the new year. Most of us, I imagine, when we think about wrongs and forgiveness, think of the people who have wronged us. People asking for forgiveness from us. We don't, many of us, think about asking for forgiveness. I will admit to you and ask for your forgiveness that my plate has been very full this month, and although I have been preparing all week for what I will say this morning, I haven't been reflecting, as I might have, on the practice of repentance and atonement. Fortunately for me, we are still in the days of awe, those 10 days of repentance. So here's what I'm going to do. I can't tell you what I did do, but what I'm going to do. I'm going to contact my 3 closest friends and my closest relatives, my parents and my siblings, and ask them to forgive me for anything I might have done to hurt them this past year. And actually, since I've never done this before, I might have to go back farther than a year. Say, what about last February? I will need to explain this practice to them, I think, as it might otherwise be alarming or at least confusing. Part of the benefit of a shared religious practice for Jews is when you're asking for forgiveness, the person you're asking from knows what this is all about. And they know that it's their spiritual work to offer forgiveness, so I'll just have to hope. I really like the idea of asking for forgiveness, even if I'm not sure that I've done anything hurtful. In fact, I hope I haven't. But that's how so many wrongs happen, isn't it? People doing the hurting don't even know. I'm chagrined I didn't think of it sooner so I could report back to you on the experience. Next year's Yom Kippur sermon will be excellent. But I want to tell you, it feels good just to have decided to do this. I feel a little tearful. Good tearful. These are the most important people in my life. Of course I don't want to hurt them, even accidentally. I did ask my husband for forgiveness last night for anything hurtful I've done in this past year, and he forgave me. I think he didn't think about it much, but I took it anyway. It felt good. It felt surprisingly good. I've also decided to say the following traditional Jewish prayer each night through the close of Yom Kippur. So I started last night. This is a prayer that some Jews say each night all year round, And this prayer is sometimes said on Yom Kippur. I hereby forgive all who have hurt me, all who have done me wrong, deliberately or by accident, whether by word or by deed. May no one be punished on my account. As I forgive and pardon fully those who have done me wrong, may those whom I have harmed forgive and pardon me, whether I acted deliberately or by accident, whether by word or by deed. Wipe away my sins, O Lord, with your great mercy. May I not repeat the wrongs I have committed. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my rock and my redeemer. Now, I know there's language in that prayer that we might not all be comfortable with, and that's okay. I'm not asking you all to say the same prayer. We don't need to believe in a punishing God or an afterlife of hell for the words sin or redeemer to have spiritual meaning to us. Remember, this prayer comes from Jewish tradition also, not Christian tradition. If you were interested in saying such a prayer each night, you could rewrite it to have meaning for you. The prayer has meaning for me as it stands. Those first lines, I hereby forgive all who have hurt me, all who have done me wrong, deliberately or by accident, whether by word or by deed. That first line, this is actually the first year in a long while that is true, that I have forgiven people. Each September, I preach to you about forgiveness, and I've been doing my own wrestling for a long time with two people I've not been able to forgive. I wish I could share with you the details, but they're private. But suffice it to say, one person was a relative, and one person used to be a friend, someone who ended the friendship without talking to me about it. That's been my hurt. It is hard to offer forgiveness to people who have not asked for it. People who don't even seem aware that they've done anything wrong or something I might like an apology for. I have known all these years that harboring resentment for previous wrongs is not good for me. There is a Buddhist saying, holding on to anger is like holding onto a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. The Mayo Clinic reports that letting go of grudges reduces blood pressure, reduces symptoms of depression, strengthens the immune system, and improves heart health. You heard in our reading this morning about someone whose debilitating pain went away after offering forgiveness. Forgiveness is more than just a good idea or a spiritual practice. And it has not felt good to value forgiveness while not being able to offer it. In both cases, I absolutely did not want to talk to the people who had upset me, even though that might be the emotionally mature thing to do. But that in itself was good information. Neither of these relationships were actually that important to me, not important enough to want to repair. I just wanted to hang on to my hurt and my anger. That may sound odd, but it's actually important to know that forgiveness isn't really about the other people. Psychologist Fred Luskin studies, researches, and writes about forgiveness and describes a 9-step process to forgiving. He writes, "Forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation with the person that hurt you or condoning of their action. What you are after is to find peace. Forgiveness can be defined as the peace and understanding that come from blaming that which has hurt you less, taking the life experience less personally and changing your grievance story. I knew I did not want reconciliation, but I did want peace. So I asked myself, what am I getting out of this to stay angry with these two? My anger must be meeting some need of mine, or else I'd be able to let it go. With my relative, I realized that my anger with one helped me to feel close to another person who had been wronged by the same relative. It was the two of us against that guy. There is a comfort and intimacy that comes from being two of us against that guy. But once I realized that my resentment was serving that purpose, I was then able to let the resentment go. I can feel close to someone without harboring anger against someone else. When it came to the person who used to be my friend, I asked myself again, what am I getting out of this to stay angry with this person? And I realized that my anger was one way for me to still have some kind of connection to this person who used to be a friend. The friendship had ended, we weren't in touch anymore. But my anger allowed me to keep that person in my life some way. I was helped again by words from Dr. Luskin. These words are our thought for the day in your order of service. Forgiving someone means understanding that you did not get what you wanted. Forgiving someone means understanding that you did not get what you wanted. When we're angry, it's so easy to focus on the other person, what they did wrong, how they should have acted, how they should apologize. Dr. Luskin's words invite us to know that our hurt is about us. I did not get what I wanted from my friend. Okay. Maybe that person can't give me what I want. Maybe that person won't give me what I want. And once I started to think about it, I realized maybe it's not that person's job to give me what I want. And maybe I don't need anything from that person anymore anyway. And I was finally able to set my anger aside. It feels good. So at last, the opening lines of that nightly prayer are true. I hereby forgive all who have hurt me, all who have done me wrong, deliberately or by accident, whether by word or by deed. I share these personal stories as an invitation to you to think about who you haven't been able to forgive. What are you getting out of it to stay angry? And what might it feel like to let that anger go? And another invitation, who might you have hurt without knowing it? What would it feel like to ask for forgiveness, just in case? May each of us here find the blessing of forgiving those who have wronged us. May each of us here receive the blessing of being forgiven. Inspired by Yom Kippur, Unitarian Universalist minister Rob Eller Isaacs has written a litany for atonement. The reading of the litany is meant to be an annual and communal ritual, a reminder that forgiveness is something we need to receive and to offer over and over again. This is our fourth year together participating in this annual ritual. Today we'll sing the responsive words. Sometimes we speak them. They're projected if you want to use the hymnal. It's 1037. I'll gesture to you when it's time to sing, but first we'll practice. So you'll sing after me. John will play in a minute. We forgive ourselves and each other. we begin again in love.